Good morning, I'm Anthony Garcia, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning are two events happening in Petaluma on New Year's Eve. The first being a New Year's Eve gala concert, followed by a New Year's Eve ball, a night in Vienna. I'm joined by Liz Cohey. She's a coordinator at the Petaluma Historical Library and Museum. So what could people expect to experience at the ball?
Well, the ball is kind of a, how do you say, a step back into Vienna, where waltzing in the New Year is a time-honored tradition, and it is very close to a recreation of just that. They'll enter a room filled with special lighting and magical feeling to it, and they'll be entertained by a live Strauss orchestra. And the Strauss Orchestra will be playing all through the evening, and we're expecting to have a wonderful group of folks there who really enjoy the beauty of ballroom dancing. Now, there'll also be a dinner served, and for those of you who aren't interested in actually getting into the dancing part, you're welcome to sit on the sidelines and watch. Although I will say that having been there for a few years, watching these dancers float on the floor to the wonderful Viennese Strauss waltzes is a very exciting experience and a magical way to enter into the new year.
Oh, fantastic. What can people expect food-wise?
Food-wise, they managed to come up with a number of Viennese dishes. And they match it with Viennese desserts as well. Now, it kind of changes a little from year to year, but it is always very satisfying and very much in the line of, how do you say, it's called A Night in Vienna, and you will believe that you are in Vienna.
Oh, wonderful. And this is a benefit for Sky Hill as well.
It is. Sky Hill Cultural Alliance is a nonprofit organization. So everything goes to benefit, especially their musical pursuits.
Oh, that's great. Then they are a music-oriented foundation.
Yes, very much so. And they also work with the Museum Association to help produce our own 10th annual New Year's Eve gala that we have here this year at the museum.
Oh, that's fantastic. How can people get tickets?
If they're interested in the New Year's Eve concert, they can go to Brown Paper Tickets, and probably the easiest place to visit is PetalumaMuseum.com. Or if you want to shortcut that, give me a call, 707-778-4398, and we'll be happy to help you over the phone with those tickets. Now, I must say that the upstairs is already sold out, and the downstairs still has some tickets left.
And what time will it all begin?
Well, you begin the night at the New Year's Eve concert gala. Now, that's at the Little Carnegie Hall, we call it, the old Carnegie Library in Petaluma, 24th Street, corner of 4th and B Street. That starts at 6 o'clock p.m., so you kind of want to be here around 5:30, and it'll last till around 8 o'clock that evening. And then afterwards, you will want to head out to the Hermanson's Hall, which is just a few blocks from the museum. And I believe that starts at 8:30. So you kind of come to the museum, you fill your night with the symphony and the members of the San Francisco Symphony and Nigel Armstrong. This is our 10th anniversary. And then you take yourself only a few blocks away. You'll have to drive it, but it's only a few blocks away from the museum. And at 8:30, dinner will begin to be served, and the Strauss waltzes will kick up, and that'll be a magical evening there. Happy New Year.
Thank you so much, Liz.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And thanks again. I've been joined by Liz Cohey, and we've been talking about the two events, the New Year's Eve Ball, A Night in Vienna, as well as the New Year's Eve gala concert in Petaluma. Again, I'm Anthony Garcia, filling in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.